As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Creative Mind and Success by Ernest S. Holmes, published in 1923. All outer success first takes place within ourselves. Creation is eternally flowing through all things. Reality is always working from that inner pattern. We do not struggle with conditions. We use principles which create conditions. What we can mentally encompass, we can accomplish, no matter how hard it may seem from the outside. All external things are but the outer rim of inner thought activity. You can easily prove this for yourself. If you are in business, say running an ice cream stand, and are not doing good business, look carefully into your own thought and see what you find. You likely will find an established belief that business is not good. You thus are not feeling a sense of activity. You'll also not find within your thoughts any feeling of success. You thus are not expecting many customers. Now, suppose a man comes along and says to you, "What is the matter? Why are you not doing more business?" This is what your answer might likely be. "People don't seem to want what I have to sell." Or perhaps something like this, "I am too old to compete with modern methods." Or even, "Well, times are hard." All of this is negative thought. Now, this man to whom you are talking does not believe a word you have said. He knows that causation is in mind and not matter, and says, "The whole thing is in your mind. The trouble with you is that you don't feel that you are a success." He continues by telling you that all is mind, that nothing will move unless mind moves it first, that you are a center in this mind, and that your thought decides whether your business shall be a success or failure. At this point, you become indignant and ask if he means to tell you that you want to fail. Of course, he knows you do not, and explains that while you wish success, you are thinking failure, fearing it, and that there is a law that makes your thought manifest itself. "So what am I to do about it?" you ask. "This is what you must do," the man says. "Every time you have a thought of failure, replace it with a strong, radiant thought of success. Speak activity into your business. See nothing but activity, and know that it is law that you are using. Universal law, and as such your thought is as sure as the thought of God. Daily you are going to give to the great creative mind exactly what you want to happen. You will see only what you desire, and in the silence of your soul You will speak and it will be done unto you. You will come to believe that a great divine love flows through you in your affairs. You will be grateful for this love. This new attitude will fill your life. It will satisfy your soul. You will become a different person. You will be so filled with activity and courage that when you meet people, they will wonder at your energy. They will begin to wish simply to come in contact with you. They will feel uplifted. In the course of a few months, you will be a success. People will come to you and say, "How did you do it?" Your answer will be the same as I've given to you now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.